Hundreds of dead birds washed up on the shores of St. Lawrence Island toward the end of November. And though the cause of the die-off isn't yet known, the quick response demonstrates a mounting capacity for dealing with unexpected environmental events in the region. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports from Nome.
Gay Sheffield is the Marine Advisory Program Agent at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Northwest Campus in Nome. She was sent a sample of the birds after they started showing up November 20th on beaches near Savunga.
Three birds were sent in right away on the day that the birds were washing in, and the three birds were an auklet, a murre, and a northern fulmar, which is like a offshore seagull.
No one knows yet what caused so many birds to die out at sea, and to make matters more confusing, most of the species recovered on St. Lawrence Island have usually migrated south by mid-November. Sheffield says people in Gamble and Savunga began contacting her immediately once they found birds washing ashore in such high numbers.
They packaged up the birds, some good samples, whole birds that were freshly dead, and put them in a cooler, and they sent them COD into Nome. The three birds that were sent in from Savunga have been sent to the National Wildlife Health Center, and they will get us some results later this week.
The most likely explanation for the sudden die-off is weather. Sheffield thinks that the unseasonably warm fall might have kept migratory species like murres and auklets from heading south on schedule. The birds were from several different species, and most were plump and young, making sickness an unlikely culprit. Instead, violent winds and the rapid onset of frigid temperatures was probably what killed so many of the animals. According to Sheffield, the fast response by residents of St. Lawrence Island is part of a strengthening regional self-sufficiency when it comes to handling environmental crises.
We've had a series of unfortunate events, scares with sick seals, oiled seals, and whatnot. A regional response has provided the most rapid interface with the medical community. We're able to get the word to the laboratories in the major hubs.
In the last few years, regional officials have relied on local residents for news of sick wildlife. The partnerships and lines of communications developed amid those events are especially important as federal money and resources for environmental response are diminishing. Barbara Bodenstein is a wildlife disease specialist at the USGS National Wildlife Health Center, the same lab in Wisconsin where the three sample birds were FedExed from Nome. She explained that her agency has had to scale back on field work and travel because of federal budget cuts. The center helps states and tribes with disease investigations, and Bodenstein said that receiving specimens like those from St. Lawrence Island a mere 2 days after their discovery is ideal for their work in the lab. The USGS National Wildlife Health Center should have the findings from their investigation as early as this week. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.